Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Coriel Kramer with us has been connecting and speaking with animals since she was a child. Just like humans, animals have very distinct personality types. Coriel has identified 6 animal dynamics, we'll talk about them, which have redefined and transformed the art of animal communication. She is a gifted animal communicator, a descendant of several Native American Indian tribes. She works with all kinds of animals, from cats, dogs, horses, birds, reptiles, goats, even wildlife. And Coriel has helped clients across the United States and in more than 20 countries coping with their animals that have deceased and also communications. Coriel, welcome to the program. Looking forward to this.
Hi, George. Thanks for having me on.
Let's go back to the days of your childhood. How did this start?
Well, my earliest memory that I have was when I was about 3 or 4 years old. I was with my mom, and she had stopped to talk. We were walking on the street, and she had stopped to talk to a neighbor. And all of a sudden, I heard this voice in my head, and it said, "Please pet me." And I was like, I was a little kid, so I really wasn't understanding the whole thing. But I turned around, and I followed the voice in my head, and there was this huge Rottweiler that was, his leash was tied to a tree. And I go over to him, and I say, "What?" And he said, again, he looked me dead in the eye, and he said, "Please pet me." And I did. I mean, this dog must have been, 75 pounds. I mean, he looked huge.
Right, and you didn't lose a finger doing it, right?
Yeah. But I decided I'm just going to go with it. I felt like he really wanted me to do this, and he did. I started petting him. I was rubbing his belly. He was having a great time. He was so happy. And then all of a sudden, I hear this man yelling behind me, "Get away from that dog. He's vicious." And he's the owner. And he goes and he grabs the dog and drags the dog away. But I just felt like he wasn't mean. He was just happy. He just wanted that connection. And that's when I started animal communication. My mother was really supportive.
Was it genetic? Was it in the family?
My mom had very, very strong intuition, and my grandmother also had really, really strong psychic abilities. But nobody really was talking to animals. I think I was the first one in the family that broached that little bridge.
Now, why does Hollywood always make the Rottweiler dog the evil dog in all these movies?
I know, and I have such a problem with that. That's one of my bugaboos, is the bad guy animals. The wolves are always bad. The big dogs are always bad. You know, it's like
the pit bulls are always bad.
Oh, pit bulls, please. I love pit bulls. And they're so misunderstood, but you're 100% right. It's like they portray this stuff, and I understand it's a movie, and we have to have fun and watching all the movies and stuff like that there, but still, it perpetuates this mindset of what I'm trying to change, of seeing animals as dumb, stupid, evil, bad, vicious. And I'm trying to really work on perpetuating a better outlook for people to see animals in a more uplifted, more positive way.
I mean, there's something special with an animal. In my career, I travel a lot now, so I can't have a pet. But in my career, I've had dogs and Goldens and Labradors, and I had one cat with our family. And there's something very special between your family pet and yourself. And I mean, there's a love there. There's an affection. I can't explain it, Coriel. Maybe you can, but it's real.
Animals touch our hearts because they are pure, unconditional love. They are what I call Christ-like consciousness, which is, you know, unconditional, totally and completely accepting love. This is why they can, you know, give us this love constantly and this acceptance. And that's what anybody really wants, is to be loved and to be accepted for who they are and to be appreciated. And that's what the animals give to us. They touch our hearts in ways that very few things in this world do.
So I believe you believe animals have souls.
110%, if that's even possible. yes, animals have souls. Animals have consciousness. Animals are sentient beings. I have learned so many things from the animals, that it's just something that I know 100% that animals are wise beings, because I tell people all the time, the stuff I get and I've gotten from animals, I can't make that up.
No.
I mean, I've gotten so much information from the animals on things like star seeds and reincarnation and what happens when we die, and the list goes on and on and on, and I can't make it up because I don't have that much of imagination.
I can't tell you over the years how many people have called this program to talk about an animal that they have that has witnessed some kind of dead person or some kind of entity or something, because it just like stares off into space, or it knows something. And, you know, some woman had called and said that, one of her family members had passed on, but before she even knew about it, the animal was acting very strange in the bedroom, just kind of like looking around, but obviously at something. And then she got a call that so-and-so had passed on, and she figured that entity tried to come back to communicate with her, but the animal senses that. How do they do this?
Animals are very, very tapped in. They're like kids. Kids are very tapped in. Kids see things, and what happens is that we usually, you know, don't support that, so we cut them off from that. But animals are extremely tapped in. They see things. They see between the veils. They see the spirit world. They see, you know, star children and star seeds. They see, you know, they see electricity. They see colors. They see vibrations. They're very, very, very tapped in. They are actually how we are supposed to be. We're supposed to be as tapped in as animals, but we lose that. We get into our minds, and we get into worry, and we get into fear, and we get into stress, and the animals can stay constantly in that stream, that flow of well-being. And that's how they see it. And I've had animals. My one cat, Sammy, he was with my mom the moment she died.
Wow.
He knew. He was outside. He came running inside. And we didn't know that she was going to transition. We thought she was, you know, going to be fine. We didn't realize this. And he came and he sat right on her chest and would not move. You could not get him off. And he knew. He knew exactly that when she was going to transition, and he wanted to be there for that.
Aren't there some animals that can smell cancer in people?
I have heard that, yeah. I've heard that animals can smell sickness. They can smell disease in the body. And they can let you know when things are not right. You know, usually they'll act like they want to really, really be with you. I mean, more than usual. Or they'll lay on a certain part of the body. I've heard them do that. I think this is also why, one of the reasons why people love having animals in, like, elder care facilities, like cats and dogs, because it gives comfort to these people when they might be transitioning. And these animals have been known to go and find whoever it is that is about to transition and lay with them the moment that they transition or they die. I use the word transition because I don't believe in death. I don't think that there is a death. I think it's just energy shifting from one place to another.
Good point.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold. And the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today. Corey L. Kramer with us. We're talking about animal communications. You have uncovered what you call animal dynamics. What is that?
So the animal dynamics are six. Right now, there's six of them. There might be more, but there are six personality archetypes. And what I found was that I discovered these while I was working with my clients' animals before I started doing the work that I do now. I would connect to an animal's personality. The reason that I did this in every session was it would give that person that knowledge that I have their animal, because I would get their personality like that. Also, it would help to make my connection to them stronger. So what the archetypes are these are the essence of your animal. They are a way that you can do some incredible things. You can talk to your animal in a tone of voice that they really appreciate and like. You can use words and phrases that the dynamic really loves. You can buy toys for the dynamic personality. You can, because one animal dynamic is not quite the same as the other. So the dynamics, I'm using the dynamics now to deepen my clients' relationship with their animals, because I find out what their personalities are, and then I show them how to talk to their animal, how to touch their animal, how to use the right tone of voice for their animal, and the results have been absolutely amazing.
Let's go through these 6 points. What are they?
So the first one is the direct and demanding / the guardian protector archetype. And each one has got a plus trait, plus traits and minus traits. And when the animal's in a minus trait, sometimes it can cause negative or unwanted behaviors. So for the direct and demanding, the guardian archetype, I think of like people like The Rock would be a great direct and demanding archetype, okay, very protector.
Mm-hmm.
They need to protect, they need to guard, they're caretakers to their core. They're very bold personality, very in your face, not afraid to look you dead in the eye. The most important trait for the direct and demanding is they want what they want when they want it, and they want it when they want it, and they can be really demanding. They don't take no for an answer very well.
This could be a dog or a cat?
Dog, cat, gecko, horse. I've had all different kinds of animals who are the dynamics.
Interesting. So that's number one. Okay, what's number two?
Number two is the energetic or the empathic archetype. So I like to give examples. So this would be like, if you ever watched Lord of the Rings, it would be Queen Galadriel. She's the queen of the fairies, so she's very empathic. She gets a sense for the way people feel, and she can talk to them telepathically. So the energetic is super sensitive to the energies of people, places, things, and situations. So what it is that they can be very attracted to a person's energy. A person can walk into your home, and an energetic animal would be right there with them if they love in their energy, you know? They love feel good energy. Now these are only a small amount of the spectrums and the pluses and the minuses that I have. I have a lot more, but this is to give you an idea. So they love when you're fully present with them, but they don't not necessarily like to be touched a lot. The energetic is very sensitive, like I said, to energy. So if you are coming home from work and you got some ookie energy on you, your energetic animal might run away, or they might want to be on the other side of the room. They don't want to quite be with you.
Sounds like you're describing people, too.
Absolutely. These dynamics can also be used for people. I've used them with my clients and for their animals, and then they say, hey, wait a minute. This energetic sounds like me. Can I use this for me? And I'm like, absolutely.
I love that.
Absolutely. It can be used across the board. It also answers a lot of questions on why your animal acts the way they do and why you like the things you do and why you act the way you do.
So that was two. Number three is?
Number three is the rule breaker or the innovator archetype. So I think of this as Thomas Edison, Nikola Tesla, Oprah Winfrey. Like, the dictionary defines an innovator as someone who sees or builds something in new ways. Now, the rule breaker is a lot of fun. They're all a lot of fun, but the rule breaker is a lot of fun because they make you think outside the box. They don't like the usual toys. You know, they don't like the usual food. They might want you to mix up their food a little bit, not serve them the same food all the time. They're fearless. They're smart as all get out. So what I mean by that is that if you have a rule breaker animal, don't be surprised if it's like a dog that can open doors.
I was going to just say that. He's a dog that can go through a doggy door and knows how to do it.
Right, or can open a door itself, or
with his paws.
Find the treats in the cabinet. They're very, very smart. Super, super smart. But they can be a lot of work because they make you think outside the box, and they want you to keep on, you know, thinking outside the box. They can be very, very, you know, they need a lot of patience, is what I'm trying to say. So they like excitement, they like thrills, they like new adventures. That's the rule breaker.
Number four.
Number four is the sensory or the pacifist archetype. People like Gandhi, Martin Luther King. The pacifist, I think the pacifist, the word pacifist has got a bad rap.
Is this the kind of dog that you yell at and he rolls over on his back?
Yes, but they're also not, the pacifists are they love to snuggle in nice soft things. They have a tendency to be overthinkers, so they think things out a little bit too much. So they can kind of be hesitant before they do new experiences. They like to savor life. They really do. They'll take their time. You can't rush a sensory. If you try to rush a sensory, they're going to go running the other direction. So you want to understand that the pacifist is just the lover, not the fighter. So they're not going to be, they will fight if they're pushed, but that's as the last resort. Usually they'll use love as their go-to, and they're very, very, very sensitive to people trying to rush them, trying to pet them when they don't want to be petted. It's always a good idea with a sensory to kind of like put your hand out and let them indicate if they want to be petted or not by either licking your hand or sniffing your hand or something else like that. They're pushing their head on your hand. Don't rush them. You don't want to rush the sensory.
And a lot of these animals will have several of these traits, won't they?
Yeah. The beauty about the dynamics are you can have an animal, like the next case that I'm about to say, you can have an animal that's a little bit of every single dynamic. Or you can have an animal that has like that might be a very strong, energetic sensory. Or you might be an animal that's a direct and demanding sensory. So the great thing about it, okay, is they can be a myriad of different combinations, as many combinations as there are dynamics. It's unending. It's endless.
How about number five?
Number five is the shifter or the chameleon archetype. So think of people like Robin Williams, Eddie Murphy, people that go in and out of different voices and different stances and things like that. There, the shifter has some plus spectrums. The shifter has a big, big personality because they're a little bit of all the dynamics rolled up into one. They can shift into one dynamic from one moment to another, so you never quite know what animal you're going to get. So that can be kind of exciting to some people. They love to play. They can play endlessly. This is like the dog that you throw the ball forever until your arm is like almost falling off.
Yeah.
They love variety. So you're going to want to really and truly work with them and talk with them and use words for them that taking from every little dynamic. Because they can play endlessly, they may need a lot of time and exercise dedicated to them. So you got to think about this when you're getting an animal. You can also use the dynamics to find the perfect animal for you. Some people, the shifter animal might be a little bit too much. You know, especially because they can play endlessly. So somebody who can't keep up with that animal might want to look for maybe a sensory animal or an energetic animal, a little bit mellower.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.